hearings number 5 and 6 are also a combined hearing. Number 5 is a subdivision and rezoning at 2695 and 2731 Main Street under file DAS Z 5 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 6 is a conditional use at the same premises under file DCU 114987 of 2014D.
I'll call the applicant up. Mr. Andre Friesen. Okay, is this the right one, Madam Clerk? Oh, this is the Waterford Green, the next one.
I'm sorry.
Wilson Phillips.
Mr. Sarenzans. Okay. So Mr. Wilson Phillips, Mr. Guido and Sue Sarenzani. Okay. There's one more here. Okay. If you could state your name and address for the record, please.
Wilson Phillips, 473 Henderson. I'm Phillips and Stevens.
Okay. Sir?
Guido Sarenzani from 2695 Main Street.
Thank you. You have 10 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Before you probably have the administrative report and things, there's a couple things that just housekeeping things that need to be addressed before it goes forward, probably. Most of the stuff is self-evident. There is on page 15 of the public hearings report here, there is a minor change that's needed. Under the streets and right-of-way, it says the developer shall at no expense to the City of Winnipeg transfer and legally open property required to widen the Fern Bank right-of-way. That should be extend River Grove, which is the limit of 5.294 meters. We're not actually opening Fern Bank, we're opening for extending River Grove.
Right.
So just a minor clerical thing. And then the other housekeeping item is in the administrative report on page 7. It has the owner listed as Joe Cabral, which should be Guido Sarenzani.
That's on page 7?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I have a few questions for you. Would you like to explain your proposal, though?
Yeah, sure.
So
the proposal has been modified a few times over the course of the development, I guess you'd say. So Mr. Sarenzani would like to build a house on the proposed lot 1 and then expand the golf course into the proposed lot 2. So the development is designed in that way to allow for the room for a couple of golf holes in there. So the development requires that it has some frontage, and that's why the short extension of the 5.294 meters to River Grove Drive, and that's why it looks the way that it does. There's nothing changing in regard to the trailer park or anything like that. It's just to create one lot, which will be an R1E lot, so that he can build his house. It is in keeping with the future development in the area, so it's going to be positioned on the lot in such a way that if they're in, say, 20 or 30 years down the road with some future development, the house would fit into that development. So there's a couple matters in the report that we have to deal with. One of them involves the PR on the back, and under page 17, so public reserve, so normally there's a land dedication amount. In this case, there's going to be zero. But there's no land for which to give there. The PR has to be, in this case, it's PR, so it can be merged to the adjoining property to the north, and that's part of the conditional use, which will allow the golf course to basically expand. So PR isn't really PR, it's really PR2 for golf course.
The administration would like to clarify something on that point.
Sure. Yeah, on that clause, the intent of the clause was for the public service to have that park in the future. Like, it's very important for us to have the continual walkway. So logistically, it doesn't really work, even though we put in the clause that we would like to take it as land dedication or part of it. We would change this clause to take trash instead mm-hmm. on dedication, with the intent that South Road, if ever is developed a golf course, then that could be incorporated as a part of the walkway along the river, if need be.
So do you understand that, you would be participating through cash in lieu?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just a matter of when I spoke with Donna originally, she was talking about areas which were the entire area, which weren't the developable area, which was right. Because this is sort of the golf course is getting extended, the cash in lieu would then just be on the lot one, which is his actual lot.
It's
right?
Based on the actual development area, not the residual area or the part that you're leaving alone.
So we're, in the end, you're going to end up with green space, which at some future date will become probably an extension of a public reserve 30 years down the road or whatever, you know.
And they're okay with that.
And how are you proposing to access your property?
So there's actually several accesses to the property because he owns both adjoining properties, but the access would come off of the primary access for civic addressing and fire and stuff like that would come off of River Grove Drive. Right. That's the short extension of River Grove Drive, the 5.94 meters.
Right.
So in the report, it requests that the developer basically push forward River Grove Drive north, which would be about another 60 or 80 feet of concrete and sidewalk. That's sort of good and sort of bad, in that right now at the current elevation, River Grove Drive is basically coming in like this, but future development is actually going to have to go up like this. So actually extending River Grove Drive at that level might not be the long term, it might end up ripping it out, is what I'm trying to tell you. You might end up ripping it out because you might want to, at that point, start to deflect up. But for in this case of development, he would just extend basically, you know, at whatever pitch. So it might be better to have a temporary access there for his driveway, is what I'm recommending, rather than actually extending the street up that way. And then that become more, because currently right now there is the road ends, and then there's street signs that prevent people from, you know, driving into the trailer park. But people do walk up and around, and they do go down his private driveway out to Main Street, and they go walking around, and they go down by where the old Copa used to be, walk the dog, you know,
do that. So you are proposing access from River Grove or Main Street?
From River Grove, yeah.
River Grove.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you would go into there and immediately take a right and follow the path where the housing is?
Yeah.
Behind the current houses, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. How do you plan on servicing the land?
The services, there's two plans for services, one for sewer. There's two possibilities for sewer. One is to come west. There is an existing, Maple Leaf has already done an investigation, there's an existing sewer, large sewer, that runs south on the southerly edge of the trailer park. So it has enough capacity to take another single house easily. Or a secondary plan would be to bring the sewer and water through the public reserve on the back, but that would, of course, require approval. The City of Winnipeg's LBIS doesn't have the sewer on the south side.
And your goal is to build this house next year, is it? Is that your goal?
Yes. As soon as possible.
Just so I can stay married. That's it. No, we, you know, our goal is to move into the neighborhood. We spent our whole life, 20 years at Shooters, and now the trailer park. So, you know, our whole goal is just to economically build our house on land that we own, you know, on our golf course. And, you know, we're relying on Wilson's expertise with the city and, you know, making that happen with the least cost.
Any questions about servicing?
You mentioned the sewer on Fernbank. Whereabouts?
It runs right underneath the Fernbank Road.
Yeah.
To the river?
No, no,
it runs
to
Main Street.
Main Street. It's not. It doesn't exist on your LBIS, though.
So it's not a city.
Yeah, it's a private sewer.
It's a private sewer. I suppose then we can
Any questions, councillors? Is there anything further you'd like to add? Hearing none at this time, I'll ask you to stand down. Yes?
I want to bring up the, I mentioned it earlier, about possibly changing the requirement for the extension of the street to a different type of surfacing as a temporary measure, or when, like when it gets future developed, we're talking about one driveway here, and if he has to extend that concrete and the thing all the way up, you're going to get a lot more pedestrian traffic going up there and dead-ending at the thing. Mm-hmm. So we're requesting that the surfacing, because we don't know what the grade change is going to be, because basically it's 3 feet down.
Probably a public works. Yeah. The problem is that he wouldn't have serviced frontage.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the city policy is that mm-hmm. you need to have serviced frontage.
Right.
And so that would be the idea of the mm-hmm. rule.
Is this something new that you're raising today, or is this a discussion you've had with the planner previously?
We've had discussions over the last 6 months about how it serves the bar.
Okay.
I just want to get one clarification.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you're zoning this R1E?
Yes.
What is the E?
It's a state law.
Well, a state. All right, okay.
That's
fair.
Thank you. We'll have you stand down. You'll have an opportunity to come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have Mr. Chris Lawrence, who is in support. It says conditional in support. Mr. Lawrence, if you could state your name and address for the record.
Yes, good evening, Councillor, members of the committee administration. My name is Chris Lawrence. And I reside at 94 Summerview Lane in Winnipeg. Just a little bit of history, if I can. The applicant is a very good neighbor to the community. He owns and operates Shooters. The proposed application is superior to earlier applications to develop this land. The effect of the proposed Lot 2 and proposed Lot 1 residential lot really would enhance the flavor of the community. It would be consistent with the nature and type of development that already exists. So I think that from a personal perspective, I really like what we see. We've had an opportunity to discuss this with the applicant, and I've had the opportunity to discuss it with administration for clarification. The one thing that I would ask councillors to consider, and I understand there are policies and I understand there are principles associated with development, but I also understand that there is an opportunity, perhaps not made in this application, to vary the requirement that the lot have a frontage street, which is an unusual ask in the context of planning.
Mm-hmm.
However, what is also true is that this is probably phase one of a very long-term plan of subdivision. In the future, the applicant may wish to and will probably want to submit a future application for redevelopment. And frankly, it would at that point be appropriate to consider the broader issues of access and frontage and related. The land upon which the house is proposed to be built was formerly the location for the Copa Club, or the Copa Cabana. It had a civic address of Main Street, which this is losing because of the subdivision. It's a well-known location to all of those departments of the city which provide services, whether emergency or otherwise. And if it was at all possible to permit the applicant not to have to create that sliver of land that runs west of the proposed residential lot and allow him to continue accessing his residential land using the surface roadway that has existed there for probably the better part of 50-plus years, I think that would be welcome, because it would not result in effectively throwaway costs to the applicant. It would preserve the integrity of the development. By agreement and by caveat, the city could protect its rights. And I think that the objective of having a logical development with the most easterly part of it merged with a golf course, a single residential home and a lot adjacent to it, an agreement protecting the interest of development in the future, I think would be the best all-around result. So I would ask that that you consider, in terms of what the city's requirements are, you know, there are things like want versus need. There is the practical context that I would ask that you consider. And as you consider both want, need, and practical context, that you would be in a position to protect the city's interests and broader, longer-term planning principles evidenced in an agreement and registered against the properties in question. So I think it's a very good step forward. I think it enhances the community. I think the residents in the area, at least the ones that I've had an opportunity to speak to, are far happier with the nature of this application than some of the more difficult discussions that we've had in the past. So those would be my comments.
Thank you. Just to clarify, Mr. Lawrence, you're suggesting that access be off Main Street or River Grove?
You know what, that's a technical question to which I don't have an answer. Okay. My view is that whatever the language, whatever the associated language is, your administration will find. My preference would be to allow the applicant to continue accessing the property in the same manner that the COPA was accessed over the last 50, 60, 70 years, and that the planning protection that administration has justifiably raised be protected in the context of a development agreement or development agreements, a caveat or caveats that would protect and enable the decisions to be made at the time that a future plan of subdivision of whatever shape or form is made. But at the, in the interim, for the purposes of allowing the amalgamation of land and it to be used as a golf course, and in the interim for the purposes of allowing a lot to be created to enable a residential home to be built, is what should be the focus of the decisions around this table.
Can I say that? Any questions of Mr. Lawrence? Okay, seeing none, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else here in support? Okay. Anyone here in opposition? Okay, we do have some folks here for information. Bev Kowal. I guess they wouldn't come up. Would you like to come up and speak? Or?
No, I brought a lamp.
Okay. Daryl Lehman, here for information. Okay. Chris Jennings and Meister Rebza. Okay. You're here for information. Linda Duback, here for information. Ann and Bob Duncan, here for information. And Todd Grabowski. We're also here for information. Thank you. Okay, anyone else here for information? Okay. The applicant could please come back up. Thank you. How do you feel about accessing the property through the proposed through the existing path that was just?
Mm-hmm.
would that require a reconfiguration of the proposed property as we see it on the map here, mm-hmm. Noah?
Which lot are you to pass on the property?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, but where would access come from River Grove?
Well, River Grove or Main Street, there's two options, really.
Yeah. One of the problems is having frontage. Mm-hmm. The lot has to have frontage on it, and that's why River Grove was extended. Now, whether you take your, you know, if the driveway itself is on someone else's property, which is what they're thinking of doing, really, mm-hmm. then you could probably
private
cover
road.
Yeah, you could cover it with cross access agreements mm-hmm. and things like that. But there, Public Works would have to.
Is there anything you'd like to add based on hearing from the last delegation, Mr. Lawrence?
Yeah, I mean, we'd be happy with that if we could have access to that. The frontage issue has always been an issue coming forward. Mm-hmm. So, but if it's the wish of the committee that they want to allow access either off of Vertical or off of Main Street, that's great for that. The larger issue is the cost of the development of that street for 60 feet, which is a lot of money for one driveway.
Councilor Reedy?
I don't have a question for him. I just want to ask the administration a question.
Okay.
So
I was just going to propose, I'm going to propose that we lay this over because there's a number of new things that have come up today, and I think the administration would like an opportunity to review those details further regarding servicing and access. How do you feel about that coming back to our September meeting?
Can I just have a minute to talk to my client?
Yes.
It's different.
Yes.
I may ask the administration a question?
Yes. We'll wait till so they can hear as well the conversation. We'll just wait.
Well, okay.
I must.
Is it a tough one?
Or go ahead.
No. Well, it's actually two questions. Who owns the land where the street will extend to?
That's right.
The applicant.
He owns all of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's dead end right now.
Yeah, it's an existing trailer park, and then there used to be the copa was behind it. It's all one piece.
Yeah.
And he's subdividing a little piece off of the trailer park.
And adding it to the, yeah.
And so the trouble is that the lot he creates would have no physical frontage onto a street.
Right.
And so by law, the lot needs to have frontage. And so that's why they're implementing it.
So he's eventually going to have to pay for the whole frontage, though, right? Oh, really? Because if you're going to expand it.
Yeah, and he has plans for a future subdivision
in
that area. Right now, he just wants to put a lot in the middle of, really in the middle of nowhere, but mm-hmm. Backing onto the river. He has a shadow plan that shows a future subdivision that would incorporate sort of the house.
It's a lot of things to work out.
Yeah
that does.
Well, like too many things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Noah?
Just a question.
Yes. Speak to. You'd like to speak to? If you have a question, you can address it to all of us. Right, Madam Clerk.
The questions have to go through the
yes.
chair.
Yes.
Our question then is: what is that going to look like? If we would have access off Main Street or off, is planning okay with that now that we would have access and no frontage?
You know, those are precisely the things that we want to talk about and that we wouldn't be able to cover off here tonight.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of conversations that would be had.
Pretty a lot of open down up the street. If we did that, everybody would want to do that. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I think what Mr. Lawrence is proposing is a amicable way to try and get a reasonable access with reasonable cost. Legally, how that works is we could discuss that further, but for right now, we have this application in front of us.
Do you want to lay it over or and continue, or do you want to change the continuation? The biggest hit for cost here is the extension of the street, which is, well, we just got the report not that long ago, so is the extension of the street. So I would ask planning, is the extension, the physical extension of the concrete street a must?
What, you know, Mr. Phillips, I'm thinking, having listened to all what you're saying, and it sounds like you're trying to find a solution here, I think the best option is probably to lay this over to allow that conversation to take place, because otherwise we'll be here for hours. So I think it's probably a prudent thing to have, you know, we'll lay this matter over, you can talk with your client, and then you can have discussions with the department.
I want to be doing planning at a committee meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And the administration has...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We could meet with Public Works.
That's right.
What the approach is and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. And Public Works is not at the table right now. So I'm